CC Winans, WWIB, the Wib Wake Up Show, coming up on 16 in front of 6 o'clock. And I think you'd probably feel good if you were kind of getting an early start to your day. We're ahead of things here by a minute. On our August catch and match Monday, the 16th of August, Mark and Dawson Halverson again. Susan will be here, too, to add to the fun at 6:45 this morning. When we will also, Doss, check in with Drew Fralick. He is our counselor, comedian friend in Michigan. And his wife giving birth to their daughter. I'm calling her Little Z. I know her first name that she was given starts with a Z. And so Little Z is working for now. So she's, I don't know if she'll be with us in an hour, but Drew is scheduled to as well. But we got Jason Cans on the line right now. The early riser. Good morning.
Good morning.
You, boy, we had quite the events together over the weekend, didn't we?
We did. Yeah, we sure did. Lots of stuff. So, I think the had something happen with one of our good friends this weekend while we were out at breakfast, and that made quite the change for the weekend.
Right.
And you had my kiddo yesterday, went to a movie, driving her to the lake this weekend.
Yeah, Lake Altoona. But you were in the kitchen, though. You were in the kitchen. And so what was the recipe? And it called for teaspoons, and you put in tablespoons.
Yeah, so I make this. It's kind of a pizza casserole thing that I make. And I brown a pound of ground pork and add 4 teaspoons of Italian sausage seasoning to it. Normally, I've made it hundreds of times. Yesterday, for some odd reason, I added 4 tablespoons. So 3 times as much as what I was supposed to, and I still ate it because I'm a trooper, but it was really, really strong, almost intolerable.
Yeah, that you're like, what was I thinking, right? So
Yeah, a friend of mine asked, he said, I hope it wasn't cayenne pepper, and thankfully that was not the case, so it was just really salty rather than burning my insides, so...
Well, speaking of thinking, we, for some weeks now, try to have this as a Mental Health Monday. And is there a particular item that you're prepared to talk about today?
Yeah, I mean, you had sent me a list a while back.
I did.
And, you know, it was, and you had, I think the next thing up on the list was schizophrenia, which was, and I thought, an interesting one to put on the list this early, but certainly something that has... we encounter, you know, I see it at work fairly often, probably once a week or so, I have somebody come through who has cognitive issues related to schizophrenia, you know, and I think it's one of those terms that people hear and maybe don't really understand a whole lot about what it is. It comes from the term split brain. So a person has the idea of their thoughts or their thinking being divided, and usually shows up in 20s for young men, late teens, early 20s, a little bit later for women. But I think, you know, when we think of it, schizophrenia, a lot of people, to use kind of a pejorative term, just think of people becoming crazy, and that often isn't helpful to think through things that way. I think the most commonly what we think of is hallucinations. So people will see things that aren't actually there, hear things that are not actually there, and what are called delusions, which are disordered thoughts. So sometimes can include things like believing they have special powers or abilities, believing people are watching them, special messages through the television, through the internet that are directed at them. So
one of the reasons I raised this earlier, I mean, because not in my immediate family, but I mean, in family down the line, this generation and going back, I mean, so it's touched our family. And so, and so this family member, my mom's sister, I mean, she started and she graduated from UW-Milwaukee. I mean, she was very bright. But she did start believing that, you know, God was talking to her. And probably a most common thing was, Father God told me that he put, you know, $1 million in your bank account. which as the receiver, you wish that was true, but it wasn't.
Right.
And so, and this was my Aunt Helen. I mean, and she's gone to be with the Lord. She loved the Lord, but I mean, it's heartbreaking, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's exactly, you know, and so that's the sort of, and that's the challenge is particularly as believers, you know, the, okay, God talked to me. Sure. And I think many of us would say that, that God has communicated with us in certain ways, but it's different. You know, I think it's exactly right. You know, it can be things like, as you said, God has put $1 million in your bank account, or there's a famous story from Michigan called the Three Christs of Ypsilanti, where they had three men that they did group therapy with who all believed they were Jesus Christ. And, you know, so it's just kind of an interesting and, as you said, unfortunate thing for people to deal with. It's really challenging, I think.
So. Yeah, it is. So anyhow, that's probably why it came on the list for me. And we dealt with depression, suicide, and not that there aren't other things that can be dealt with. But I know just in closing, I mean, you know, so for me as a kid, I mean, people can go back to the movie, right? One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest is kind of, for a lot of people, their idea. But I remember going with my grandma in particular, my aunt's mom, to the institution grounds in Milwaukee County. And again, seeing folks who were not in their right mind and being exposed to that. And I think as a, I mean, and so now in more recent years, there's gone to more of a group home approach. But, you know, terms like shock therapy in the past and it's the world of the mind. I think we're making progress in terms of even this past year. Right. I mean, being willing to talk about these issues. And yet in the past, we were so uncomfortable. So,
Well, and medications are far, far, far better than they were even 20 years ago in terms of treating schizophrenia and things like that. So, so I think there's hope. You know, it can be very disabling, but things are moving in the right direction. So.
Yeah. There you go on a Mental Health Monday here on WWIB. All right. I think we've got something else I threw out over the weekend on Facebook we should tackle tomorrow. I can't remember what it is, but we'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you, Jason Kanz, WWIB.
Yes, good morning. I think broad should have not only mustard and kraut. I think they should have onions. I was raised north of Boston. On a Saturday night special, we'd have hot dogs and beans, but you had to have brown bread with it. Put it in the oven, warm it up, take it out, slice it, put butter on it. That's like brat should have mustard, kraut, and onions. Have a good day. Bye.
I just really, really appreciate that. He sets it up. You know, you know, I've got clout in this community. I was actually from Boston. Don't know if you know, home of the brat. And then he just lays it out for you, plain and simple. Lays it out on a brown bread, as he says. Just, you know.
No, the
just
brown bread deals with the Saturday night special having to do with hot dogs and beans and brown bread.
Well, right.
But then he expands to the brats.
I just, you know, I appreciate how he just, lists it for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right, and you're right, Dawson. He said there are certain foods, there is a certain way to do it.
Yeah, and you can, that doesn't mean you can't do it another way. But the implication here that there is a certain way that they're meant to be had.
That's right.
And I think that, you know, peanut butter and jelly sandwich, you can put other things on there, but like, there's an original list of ingredients we're talking about.
I got to say, though, I don't know what planet I've been living on.
And that's there for a reason.
Until a few months ago when Susan was just like, you put ketchup on a brat? Ooh. I never knew it was a problem.
It is. I know.
We've got a single question on our minds this morning. What belongs on a brat? It all started with one tweet leading into National Brat Day, of course.
And if you've ever played the game of Clue, you know one of the characters traditionally is Colonel Mustard, but Queen Mustard just came in the studio.
Hello. It is I, Queen Mustard.
Her Majesty.
Happy Bratwurst Day, everybody.
Yes, absolutely.
And I love having Dawson on the air. He made my whole morning. You know, Monday's tough.
Yeah.
And then I hear him say, contentious tweet. And I'm like, contentious?
I know.
Kid's vocabulary.
He does.
My coworkers. And also, he said, the weather is pristine. And I came out and I said, the weather is pristine.
Yes. Trying to keep things as accurate as possible.
Yeah,
very
I love
good vocabulary.
It.
No question about it. And so people are weighing in. It's kind of trending pro ketchup, I have to say.
I know that. And I don't understand.
I've been waiting on this explanation. Tell us why it doesn't belong anywhere near abroad.
Okay.
She's never had it.
Yeah, it's the way I was raised
okay.
on the East Coast
yes. yeah.
of Wisconsin.
Okay.
We also heard from Rick on the East Coast from Massachusetts, and he did feel
I think he said onions. Yeah, he said
yeah,
onions.
You can't.
Onions.
You may add a finely diced white onion, yeah. which is delicious.
Mm. Okay.
But that's in the crispy, crunchy, savory. Mm-hmm. That ketchup is a little sweet. And I'm like, why would you?
That's good. It's good on a brat.
But, no, go ahead. Oh, my goodness.
Let me hear a listener here on 715-396-1670 on WWIB.
What I like to put on my brats is nacho cheese, jalapenos, hot sauce, and occasionally if it's not quite hot enough, then crushed red pepper.
Oh, my word.
A lot of spice.
Nacho cheese, spice. Jalapenos,
right.
and then crushed red pepper.
Drew is a proud daddy, and we're going to find out about a little baby Z coming up. Susan, we did get another listener who weighed in on the listener line, 715-396-1670. Something sweet they recommend for your brats.
Yeah. Ryan Turner. Yo, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, Ryan Turner from Owen says, try maple syrup.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and I said, I will have pancakes with syrup and sausage,
yeah.
and that's good, but bratwurst, come on, Ryan, really? I mean, I'm going to trust you, but...
All right, the happy dad in Michigan is Drew Fralick, the counselor, comedian extraordinaire. He's on the line from Detroit. Good morning.
Hey, Mark, how's it going?
Congrats, Drew.
Drew and Susan, baby Z.
And your wife's name is Lori, right?
Right.
Yes,
right.
Congrats to her. So proud. She finished the race. She did it.
She did.
Tell us the story.
Well, the labor was started on Tuesday morning and ended on Friday night.
You're kidding.
Wow. She's my hero.
It was practically like last week's call, like, hey, Mark, Susan, going to have to let you go. We're going into labor. And then we just finished 5 minutes before this call.
Wow. Yeah.
Man.
So it was long. She's a champ, no medication, no epidural,
really?
No Pitocin, just all natural grinding it out.
Wow.
And
how's she feeling? Go ahead.
The baby came on Friday the 13th, so, don't know if that matters, but we're all having a good laugh about that.
Redeeming the day.
Yes, redeeming the day.
Oh, happy day. It's our new favorite day. And you know what I was thinking about? I was thinking about your wife. What a champ to go through that. And then I was thinking about remembering having a new baby. And then I was remembering having a new puppy. And really, I want to encourage you, the new baby, at least it will stay put when you set it down. So that's
right.
a good thing. It doesn't run around like a puppy would.
Right. Well, we have our 6-year-old for that, So he's running around. He's like a dog. He's basically feral,
How is older brother reacting?
It's unclear at this point. We just came home yesterday, and so he woke up very early this morning and was just kind of like, I'm awake too. So we're managing.
Is he going to get a present? I remember when my little sister was born, I got a rocking horse.
Yeah, we gave him a a big brother present. We said, the baby got you this present.
Smart.
So he did get something, yeah.
That's cool.
So, and we got him some hospital food that he couldn't, we say it's special food, but it's just like saltines from the hospital. But he gets excited. He doesn't know. He doesn't know the difference.
That's nice.
I gotta say, it seems to me, I could be wrong, but it seems to me that people said, going from 1 to 2 is like going from 1 to 10. And I never really... And people would say, hold it, you got the husband and the wife, you can play man-to-man defense parentally on 2.
Mark,
it's going to 3.
He's not ready for that. It's basically the same as 1. Congrats.
Never mind.
Yeah, we'll see. It's only been a day, but I feel okay. Abner, when we got him, it was just such a difficult transition because of all of his medical stuff. And so seems a bit not as, I don't know, who knows.
Yeah.
By this call next week, I could just be like, Mark, you got to find me a therapist in Eau Claire that I can talk to.
And a nanny.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
And I think that There'll be plenty of good material and stories, I'm sure, along the way as well.
I hope so.
Thank you, Drew. So. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
Love to you and your fam.
Very good. All right, it's a Monday morning, and we're down Caleb, but we're up Dawson this morning as we recap the weekend. And so I'll jump in.
Yeah. The water's fine.
Thank you. So an eventful weekend. A friend went down in the parking lot at the restaurant we were at, and he had to be hospitalized over the weekend, so that was kind of challenging. So praying for his recovery. And then also, watch the Packer game Saturday night. I thought Jordan Love looked pretty good.
That's good.
And so I guess he got dinged on the shoulder a little bit, but looking forward to going to Packers training camp with my friend Bob from Rice Lake Wednesday and Thursday.
That's so exciting.
They scrimmaged the Jets, and so... My wife got, like, well, not a vacation hotspot. 2.5 weeks in Liberia, West Africa. She's going to come back tonight. Looking forward to that. A couple of days with her and then off to Green Bay. And so I appreciate that. Dawson will be in for me early
me too.
Wednesday and Thursday. And then did see the movie Free Guy. MyCon. Again, the movies are coming back. And I thought there were a number of folks, again, at MyCon. Last weekend it was because it was rainy. But we were there last night with some of our Halverson clan. And so Ryan Reynolds, very talented. I thought it was a pretty funny movie. So, Susan.
Well, I had a good weekend and a difficult weekend all rolled into one. I did gardening, which was great. But the other thing is I had a little unexpected spiritual root canal where, you know, when I'm out there gardening and I'm just having thoughts, and then it occurred to me, you know what? Here we are with the same issue. I've often said, the spiritual journey is more like circling a parking lot instead of like this ascent.
Yeah.
And learning things in God's kingdom, it's not like the times tables or a bicycle that you, oh, I'll never forget this. Mm-hmm. I had revealed to me some things that I was counting on in my future that I thought this, and then when it was potentially taken away, I felt completely bereft. And I thought, oh my gosh, when did this stuff creep in that I love more than God? So... He was very gracious in revealing that to me. And so I feel more centered and happy and like things are as they are supposed to be. So that was good.
Good.
Also some weeding.
Yeah. Dawson.
Yeah. I had one large event that kind of knocked me out for the rest of the weekend, and I'm still feeling it. Now, Saturday afternoon, for a long time, I've been a part of this... tabletop RPG with six good friends of mine, and finally...
RPG meaning? Role-playing game.
we all came together for the big finale. We've had 20 sessions in total now, I think, since October of last year. So it finally came to a head, the big finale. I ran for all of them. Started at 2-3, I think, is when we got actually kicked off in the afternoon.
So this is like a Super Bowl for you guys. You've been doing it since
that's
October.
That's the idea.
Okay,
yeah,
wow.
This is the big season finale.
It's an ongoing story.
Correct. I love
it's an ongoing story we're all telling with each other. And this was the big, finale. Started at 3 in the afternoon, and we went until 7 in the morning.
I went up at 6:30, and I'm like, yes, they did pull an all-nighter.
Yeah. So, no.
Wow.
Yes, the day after that, I slept until 3. and now I'm here today, early, bright and early to get back to work.
Yeah. That must be really absorbing and fun to do that with your friends.
I love storytelling, and I love my friends, and getting the opportunity to do that, I think, is so... so much fun.
Good.
If you have any interest in doing such a thing, there does not have to be any structure to it. You can have like rules and whatever, but just sitting down and finding some place where you can get to, tell stories with themes and characters.
I love it.
It is just one of my favorite things in the world.
I love it.
Right now, though, it is also a Make Us Laugh Monday. We're putting maybe too much on our brat and on our show and we on ourselves, and we have some jokes. So who wants to bat?
I want to start.
Please. Ooh.
The doctor said to me, we need to talk about your weight. I said, well, it was only about 25 minutes and the chairs were pretty comfortable.
I like it. I like it. Very good. All right, Dawson.
How do you find Will Smith if he's lost in the snow?
How?
We all found ourselves in this predicament at least once or twice. You look for fresh prints.
Ah, yeah.
Stop trying to amuse yourself and start thinking about what makes actual human beings laugh.
There we go. All right, let's try another one this morning on WWIB. All right, I'm going to build. All right, I'm going to start with this one. Okay. I once went to a surgeon who was a part-time comedian. He had me in stitches.
That's funny.
It's a good one.
Okay.
All right, that was a little too much laughter for that joke. But yeah.
No, it was appropriate. Where do bad rainbows go?
Where?
Prism. But it's only a light sentence.
Oh, man.
What's the difference between unlawful and illegal?
What?
One is a violation of the law. The other is a sick bird.
Illegal. I get it.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Boy, these laughs. Sometimes I don't know where they get these. So someone just threw a bottle of omega-3 tablets at me. I only suffered super fish oil injuries, but I'm fortunate I wasn't krilled.
You guys, the employees at my bank are so nice these days. Occasionally they call me and remind me that my loans are outstanding.
They are kind. All right, Dawson.
I got arrested for stealing a whole set of encyclopedias. The police caught up to me, put me in cuffs, and I exclaimed, "Wait, I can explain everything."
Because you have encyclopedias.
People in the digital age don't know about. All right, this is my best one. Here we go. I shouldn't build it up so much, but, brain cells die. Skin cells die.
Uh-huh.
Even hair cells die. But
true.
Bad cells must have accepted Jesus as Savior because they seem to have eternal life.
Preach.
Man. That is the best that we got for you this morning. If you can improve upon it, please do. 715-396-1670 at WWIB. Well, it is a Make Us Laugh Monday, so let's talk about laughing.
Let's do it.
I'll begin and say, I do not laugh easily. I don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just don't.
You're a newsman.
It kind of is that. You know, and it's kind of one of the things, like, even if you do the news, mm-hmm. one of the things is you grow up and you realize maybe news is your thing if you like to tell people things that they don't already know.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But also, I mean, there is, like, keeping a straight face.
Right.
And you and I had one instance off the air in the last couple of weeks where uproarious laughter. And it was so fun.
It was very fun.
And I had to do all I could to compose myself to do the news. But by and large, I just do not laugh easily. And even as I, Drew Frelick is with us 6:45 on Monday mornings, and he does stand-up comedy. And I aspired to some of that around my freshman year in college and did some. I had some tries. Eau Claire, Milwaukee, what have you. But in general, I think it's good when you do stand-up comedy, you're not up there yucking it up at your jokes,
No.
And so it was like watching other comedians, and I would always, instead of just laughing at them, I think of myself as the one who's up there. So,
right. There you go.
Self-acknowledged. How are you at the laughing thing?
I think everyone knows I'm an easy laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And I like my friends to be easy laughs because I think they're hilarious. Then I'm like, I must be super funny and hilarious.
But if you get me to laugh, it had to be really funny.
It had to be. That's tricky.
That exact sentiment is something that me and older sister Evelyn were discussing. I think it's like a couple of weeks ago, very recently, we mentioned, Dad's not an easy laugh, but when you do,
you
that's
scored.
A sign of quality in your
quality humor.
There you go, I'm just laughing. There.
Yeah, I think in general, though, I think I find myself laughing in conversations as an attempt to be polite.
Oh.
I think someone says something and you don't have like a full thought to respond, but you're like, ha ha, yeah. You sort of like, even if it's not fully meant to be funny. I think laughing is just sort of part of the natural flow of conversation occasionally.
Right.
Another time I think that it's increases the chance of laughter is when you're stressed or nervous. It's very much filling space for actual words sometimes.
Like when you're on the radio. Okay.
Yeah.
Note to self. Dawson,
like when you're on the radio.
Dawson doesn't think I'm as funny as I thought he did.
I can't tell. Okay. No, you are funny. You're creative and clever and quick.
Yeah.
No, you are.
But I also am a super easy laugh but that's okay. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes when I listen to our best of the weeks, I'm like, you ninny, is that all you do is laugh? So sorry, listeners.
Your laughter. Listeners, endorse me. Your laughter is like sunshine on this program.
You're sweet.
So this is the day, and I remember, there's a handful of events in life that the older you get, you still remember where you were when. And mm-hmm. such an event happened 44 years ago today. Yes, 44 years ago today. I'm talking about the death of Elvis Presley at Graceland, his Memphis, Tennessee home, from heart failure. Wow, hard to believe, Susan, that we are more years removed from Elvis's death than years he lived. He was only 42.
That seems That seems so young now.
Yeah.
Wow.
It is. And you think of other musical artists' deaths, right? I think Michael Jackson was around 50. And Prince in the cities a few years back. But I remember where I was. I was at home. I was 13 years old. It was a summer day. And we were inside the house. And it just was a big bulletin that came on the television. Elvis Presley dead at age 42. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And everyone in my family that knew my Aunt Dolores thought of her. Because she was one of those people who was just an off-the-charts Elvis fan.
Really?
In fact, Dawson, years ago, I think you may have met her, right, in Milwaukee. She well into her senior years, she was a belly dancer.
Wow.
So she was just kind of an eccentric,
You have the coolest family. Yeah. I'm sorry. It's just these layers of an onion. It's like, okay.
Yes, very colorful. So how about you remember it?
Yeah, I was visiting my grandmother and grandfather in Elkhorn, Wisconsin, as I usually did around my birthday, end of August. And my grandma was like, oh no, because she loved to play the piano and sing. And even now, his influence is felt in music. Yeah. So many of his hits still being played. Mm.
I do not have an Elvis song at the moment, but I that's a possibility before 9 here on WWIB. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, hey, I wanted to just briefly get on this. The video game that took gaming to new levels is turning 40. Donkey Kong. Yes, Dawson, you're the video game player here. Donkey Kong introduced platforms where players had to get through one level to reach the next one. Mm-hmm. And Donkey Kong helped Nintendo become one of the industry leaders when it was launched 40 years ago, 1981. It also introduced the character Mario to the world.
Yes, Mario, the cute little Italian guy.
Its fully developed story was another innovation that helped change the gaming industry. Your thoughts?
Oh, no, that's just super fascinating to think about how things have progressed now in 2020. How, like, in the face of some other industries, how short that is, but also how much development there has been in that. And also to think that this immediately recognizable character, Mario, came from such beginnings. You mentioned launching Nintendo into a place of prestige, or at least getting them to that spot. There have been other manufacturers, you know, your Ataris or what have you, and even in other industries, you know, the people who set the bounds don't usually get the opportunity to stick around, but seeing this monolithic, prolific, rather, company get to stay the test of time and keep its place as one of the preliminary innovators in games is really interesting.
Yeah,
preeminent,
sure.
I think. Yeah, right, for sure. All right, we mentioned Elvis 44 years ago today. We lost him at the age of 42. And we threw it out to you at 715-396-1670. Is there an Elvis song you'd want to hear? The only one who responded was Vicky. And she said, how about a little Love Me Tender?
Love me tender, love me sweet. Love me long, take me